Episode 14. Shalom, this is Rabbi Eliyahu Mitroff with this week's Talmud podcast. The Gemara continues like this. Matkif le Roi Bar Chama. Roi Bar Chama has a difficulty. What is it? A man cannot acquire something that's not in the world. So how is it possible that if the shomer decides to pay the original owner for the lost or stolen object, that he acquires the kefil because the kefil is not yet in the world? So how does he acquire it? Even according to Rimer, the Amar Adam Magde Dev Shaloba Olam, he holds that you can acquire a thing that's not in the world. Hani Mile, that's specifically like Kigon Peres Dekel, the fruits of a palm tree, which are surely going to come. Avahacha Miemar Demignava. First of all, who says the thing is going to get stolen at all? Right now, he's handing over this animal to the shomer and everything's fine. Who says it's going to get stolen? Not only that, v'im timsilovrim demi ganva, even if you say it does get stolen, mi yemar, who says demishkachas ganav, who says we're going to find the ganav? Maybe we won't find the ganav, and surely there won't be kefil. Who's going to pay the kefil? There is no ganav. V'im mishkachas ganav, even if we find the ganav, mi yemar demishalem, who says he's going to pay? Dilma mode umiptar, maybe he is going to be mode and he won't pay the kefil. So you have three svekos here. You have three doubts. First of all, who says it will get stolen? And even if it gets stolen, who says we'll find the ganav? And even if we find the ganav, maybe he's not going to wind up paying the kefil because maybe he's going to be mode and he's going to pater himself. So therefore, even if you hold like Roi Meir that you can acquire a devar shel ba'olam, that's only when it's like Peres Dekel. But here you have a lot of svekos. So even Roi Meir in such a case would not hold that you can acquire a thing that's not in the world. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Nase Ka'omer Lo. The rabbis make it as if he says to him, Kishintignav, if the thing gets stolen, V'tirse Tishlumni, and you want to pay me, Hari Pariti Kaniyaka Lachama Akshav. It's like I am saying that Lima Freya, retroactively, you acquire my cow right now. And therefore, it's not a devar shel ba'olam. Why? Because he's acquiring the cow retroactively, which means that if the thing gets stolen in the future, it's like he always had that cow. And since he always had that cow, of course he's going to get the kefil if he pays. Comes along the Tosfos on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph and says, Dilma Modu Miftar. Maybe he would admit, and he won't have to pay the kefil. That was our last sveka. So Tosaf explains, perish. Dilma yimeher lehod os kodem shivo edim. Maybe he's going to run quickly before the edim come, and he is going to be moda, and therefore he'll be putter. Why will he be putter? Karav, like Rav says, the Amar Moda b'Kanas v'Achak Bo Edim Pater, because Rav holds that if he's Moda before, he admits that he stole the thing, which means the Karen is going to have to pay, but the Kanas is not going to have to pay. So that stands, even if Edim show up later, witnesses show up afterwards, he will still be Pater from paying the Kanas. That's according to Rav. So the Marsha and the Maharam both want to explain why is Tosfos coming onto a case where he ran before the Edom came. Just say the case is Edom never showed up. The simplest understanding of the case is he was Moda and he doesn't pay the kefil and therefore there is no kefil and there are no Edom. Why does Tosfos have to say that it's a case where there was Edom and he ran before them? So the Maharam says like this. Nearly, it appears to me, the Dafka Tosfos medaber ve'im mishkachas aganav miyemar demishalim dilma modu miftar. The Gemara says medamar ve'im mishkachas ganav. It says even if you find the ganav miyemar demishalim, who says he's going to pay? Dilma modu miftar. Maybe he'll be moda and he'll be putter. From the fact that it says, even if you find the ganav, al-kocha, we're forced to say, we're talking about Edom. That without Edom, lo shayek lomar, it's not shayek to say, imishkachas. It must be there is Adam here. Why? Because the preposterous in the Gemara is that it says that even if you find the Ganav, so maybe he'll be Moda. What does it mean to find the Ganav? It means that there's Adam. Otherwise, it's just Lashon Hara. He's saying he's the Ganav. Who's the Ganav? Where's the Ganav? No, we found the Ganav. What do you mean we found the Ganav? There's Adam. This guy is the Ganav. We found the Ganav. And now we have a problem. Tosafos has a problem. V'im kein eich shayek lomer Moda u'miftar. How is it possible to say that he was Moda and Miftar if there's Adam? There's Adam, it's already too late. Kamash Malan Tosfos and says, Hayesh Khan Adam, Lakak Perush. It must be that the Ganav ran to Beis Din to be Moda before the Adam showed up. But surely there's Adam, because if there wasn't Adam, we wouldn't say we found the Ganav. So therefore, Tosfos has to explain that the suffix in the Gemara is that even if we found the Ganav, maybe he'll run and it'll be Moda, that must be according to Rav. Why? Da'amar Rav, Moda b'kenas v'archak bo Edom pater. You have to be holding that, because that's the case. The case is there are Edom. If there are Edom, it must be the ram before. And it must be the dins like Rav, who holds, and in such a case, that even if the Edom came later, still will be pater. And that's our third sveika. And that's why it's not like Peros Dekel. And our kasha stands that it's a davar shel olam. Comes along Tosfos now and has a lechora kasha. It says, "Va'af agav demasnis demaruba." Even though over there in Baba Kama on daf ayin Dawid Ahmed Beis, daika deloka Rav. It's not like Rav. Al pi atzmo dumid al pi eidachad, because we compare there being moted to eidachad. So we need to see the Gemara and understand what Tosfos is talking about. The Mishnah Baba Kama 74b says like this, Ganav al pishnaim, if somebody stole and there were two Edom, v'tevach ha-mocher al pi edachad, but he sold it or he shechted it only with in front of one Ed, or al pi atzmo, or he himself admitted it. So the case is that there's Edom on the original Geneva, but on the extension of the Kenatz, which would be four or five times the amount, there's either Ed Echad or he himself is Moda. What's the din? Mishalem Teshlumi Kefel. He has to pay the Karen and the Kefel. Ve'enu Mishalem Teshlumi Arva Chamisha. But he doesn't have to pay four or five times the amount. Simply speaking, this is because there's Edom on the original Geneva, which means there's Edom, there's witnesses on the Karen, on the original amount, plus the Kafel, the double amount. But on the four or five, there are no Edom, and he was Moda. Either there are no Edom, there's Ed Echad, or he was Moda and he doesn't have to pay. And that's the simple understanding of the Mishnah. Comes along the Gemara and says, Al pi eid echad peshita. Wait a second. Of course he doesn't have to pay four or five times the amount if it's one eid. One eid has no value. Amri ha kamash balan. Eino chinami, the Gemara answers. You're right, it's peshita, but we wanted to teach you something. What do they want to teach you? Kamash balan. Al pi atzmo dumi yada al pi eid echad. That you going to admit that you shechted or you sold the animal and you're moded to four or five times the amount, it's like the same thing as having eid echad. What does that mean? Ma al pi eid echad, just like when you have one witness, ki asi eid acher, and another witness would come along, mistareif behadei, with it. Mechayev, just like if you have one witness and another witness comes along, now you have two witnesses, and you can have those two witnesses to make the guy chayev four or five. Al pi atzmo nami, also true by al pi atzmo. Ki asu edim mechayev. Also, if Edom would come later, you would be chayev. So now it comes out we learn from the Mishnah that if you have Edom on the original mount and you have to pay for the original mount, fine. And you also have to pay in the kafel, fine. What happens now if there's eid echad on four or five times the amount? So he doesn't have to pay. But if another eid would come along, he would have to pay. So too, the same thing here. If he was moda on four or five, and then two eidim came, he would also have to pay. Which is not like Rav, which the Gemara says, Lefuchim ad Rav Huna, da'am a Rav. Da'am a Rav Huna, am a Rav, moda b'kanas. If a person is moda b'kanas, v'achak bo edim, pater. That is a shita that Tosfos is bringing. That if the Edom would come afterwards, he'll be pater. And that's why we have a sveik in our Gemara. Maybe there's not going to be kanas. But this Gemara is saying the exact opposite. That this Mishnah is teaching us that the din of Moda is similar to the din of Eid Echad. Just like if you have Eid Echad and later came along another Eid, you'd be chayev. So too if a guy's Moda. If later on come to Edom, you'll still be chayev. and we don't hold like Ravel holds, mode b'kanas v'achak bo edim. If a person is mode on a kanas, he admits on the kanas, on the fine, v'achak bo edim, and later come the edim, he holds pater. But here we see you hold chayev. So how could Tosfos be explaining our Gemara to be going according to Shitas Rav? It's Meforish on Daf Ayin Dawid on with base that we don't hold like Rav. So Tosfos wants to answer, ain't no chinami. That's according to the Havamin of the Gemara. But according to the Meskana of the Gemara, we don't say like that. Why? Dahasem Da'an Mesfara Milsei Darav Shemitzchayef Atzmo Bekeren. When did Rav make his statement that he repatter? That's when the man himself is Chayef Keren. When he stands up and he's Moda and says, yes, I stole. So at that point he's Chayef Keren. So then if Adam come later, he will still be Patter. Aval Hechet the Patter Atzmo Klum Lo Amar. We will not say Shitas Rav, where he comes along and he just says, I'm completely putter, I'm not chayev arba v'chamisha. In such a case, he's completely putter. He didn't mechayev himself anything. Why not? Because the Gemara is talking about where you have Adam that he's mechayev on the Karen. You have Adam that he's chayev on the Kefil. So when he stands up and he says that he's putter, he's puttering himself. He's not mechayev himself anything. In such a case, Rav will agree that he will be chayev. Rav was talking about our case, where he's Moda, he's Mechayev himself. So in a case where he's Mechayev himself on the Karen, on the original mount, he doesn't have to pay the other Kanasim, the other fines. And that's why it goes according to Shitas Rav. The lo mafkim of the Rav, there's no steer to Rav. If he himself shows up and admits everything, that's not comparable to Eid Echad. What was the original comparison the Gemara made on the Mishnah in Baba Kama? They are comparable. Just like Eid Echad, if another Eid comes along and shows up, you'll say he's Chayev. So too, if he's Moda, if two Eidim come along, we'll say he's Chayev. When do we say that? When the guy's trying to putter himself and he never Mechayev'd himself because there was Eidim. There was Eidim on the original mount. And he's coming along and saying, I'm not Chayev 4 or 5. But in a case where he himself would show up and say, I'm chayev everything, we do not say there's a comparison to Eid Echad, where you would be able to add another witness to make him chayev. We do not say that. And therefore, even if two Eidim show up later, he's still going to be putter, which is similar to our case in Baba Kama. What happened in the case of Baba Kama? Moda b'kanas putter. He's just showing up. He's saying, listen, I stole the thing, and now here I'm going to pay you the Karen, and I don't want to pay the Kefil. Simple case. So in such a case, it would be true that if the Ganav ran before the Adam to Beis Din, he would be Pater. And even if the Adam came afterwards, he would not be Chayv. And therefore, we have Rav's principle, which is Moda B'Kanas Pater V'Achach Bo Adam. If a guy is Moda B'Kanas and afterwards come the Adam, he still holds Pater. And therefore, Tos is explaining our Gemara according to the Meskana of the Gemara in Baba Kama. And Tosfos continues and says, V'chein halacha, and that's the halacha. V'lo k'shmul d'mechayev. We don't hold like Shmuel, who holds chayev, who holds against Rav. Why? Could the Rav Yochanan savi nami hasem pater? Because Rav Yochanan also holds pater. M'shmul Rav Yochanan halacha Rav Yochanan. And when the halacha is like Rav Yochanan where he's fighting Shmuel. Could the amr b'perek misha hoti'u. Like it says over there in Reuven, that's the halacha. And therefore, Tosfos explains our Gemara according to Rav. Okay, that's it for this week's Talmud podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and please share it with your friends. Please look below this video for any links to more material that can help you to understand this Tosfos.